loaded at parties. I don't pick up their calls. I don't look at the texts. I ain't fucking with y'all. We ain't got the same friends. I don't bang with your set. Only thing we got in common is your sister. We love her to death. Don't get upset. Gotta change your energy. Talk about yourself amongst others, cause haters become enemies. Dwelling in the past leads to jail and more therapy. Trips out of state, duffel bags full of felonies. Your gang in the precinct, auto-tune singing melodies. Ratting for the blue cheese, wingman turned celery. No loyalty in the streets, they'll kidnap your newborn. If you ain't got the ransom money, you'll grow up in a group home. Clear out your bank account, I've been sleeping in a futon. Bitch made nigga with a purse full of Groupons. Y'all indolent, envious leeches from day uno. Talk shit about me, but in front of me, y'all straight culo. I'm just minding my business. Minding my business. You see who you heard what, man, listen. I don't know nothing, I'm just minding my business.
DJ King Flow.
It's Willie B.
From the borough where the globe is at. Finders on the almanac. With cartels but underground tunnels inside of laundromats. Queens get the money. Don't play yourself, buddy. I line you up, hater. We serve the same cutters. Dumbed out Dominican. Flushing Corona resident. Never been into politics. Only vote for the president. Raising the project trenches and park benches. When you mention Queens, you better mention me in that same sentence. Who the fuck you know? Traveling the world at 18 with no deal, no label. Just me and my team. A crowd of 20,000 fans screaming my name. Go nuts, so ask Cuban, first class on the plane. Yeah, we done that like Carhartts and Lumberjacks. Triple fat goose, army jackets, cocaine, weed, pills, and crack. Homicide run through my veins. I was born to clap. Dump the rip, I ripped out a train. And I tossed the gas.
Who am I? Nuts, so motherfuckers. You and I ain't the same motherfuckers.
DJ
I dance
King
with
Flo.
The devil, eat with the wolves, a rebel by all means. Queens gangsta lean with the metal. 40 cal, foot on the pedal, pull out my wood like Geppetto. And she smoked that la-la, feeling mellow. Knicks fitted, army fatigue, a white tee. Car kitted, looking for parking at the Barclay.
Yeah, where you from, nigga? New York City.
Clip inserted. These niggas making me nervous. Stop moving. Oh, I'm shooting niggas on purpose. Promiscuous guns. I love to have fun. I need funds like Donald Trump's son. Up in the lump sum. The slums, NY, sewer rats, sewer caps. Graffiti on backpack. Full of straps and a black mask. Dice game. Bumps on the train. 20s of cane. Federal indictment. They took my whole team, man.
DJ King Flow.
Hey yo, I used to wanna be like Mike, but now I slaughter mics.
Yeah.
On sight, I'm the slaughter type. Cold flow, bundle up, rappers drop bike, catch a frostbite. The best night is my off night, the boss life. That's how I'm living,
yeah.
God driven, on the roads and bridges, power steering.
Yeah.
That's God willing, yeah. On the quest to be the best. Thank you haters for the promo.
Showing
green stats and you niggas and go. Your word denies, yo, I promise that I carry on tradition when they knight me. Probably at the garden on some Spike Lee.
Yeah.
Front court vision, same place that Reggie Miller got hot and dropped. 25 points in the fourth quarter left. Knicks fans in New York traumatized in total shock. As if they witness a homicide from fatal shots.
Yeah.
Such a slaughter.
Yeah.
Reggie showed his brute force. Smoked him like a Newport. Then gave Spike the choke sign.
Yeah.
Ain't no cosign needed. I got my credit up. Time to sign myself. Where's the dotted line? Rise and shine. Time to grind. North Carolina. Rising from the bottom to the top. That's the bottom line. Number one. Lottery pick to spark the franchise. Expand the brand. Globalize my enterprise. I seen Nas with Wu-Tang live in Minneapolis next day. Miss my flight back from Minneapolis.
Hey, yo, I used to wanna be like Mike, but now I slaughter Mike. On sight, I'm a slaughter type. Cold, cold, bundle up. Rappers drop bike, catch a frostbite. The best night is my all night.
Hey, yeah, they won't use my energy down. I refuse to lose crap, taking food out my enemy's mouths. Huh, my girl got plenty of styles. Look like a Caribbean dow. I spent a pretty penny at jazz. Huh, I sow plenty of vows. When my fiends shoot dope, they like to sit down Indian style. Niggas is foul, really is wild. They say people don't change that man. You must been an envious child. My lifestyle like a damn king in a luxury chariot, drinking liquor out of canteen. I serve drug dealers and fiends. Play both sides of the street, still left with my hands clean. I can't dance or can't sing, but I can swing, and it's 50 cal will give your man wings. A snitch never ran things. If you connected to pigs, I put a bullet in your hamstring.
First class flight, when I land, I leave with the stewardess. But I put a baby in a throat before a uterus. Eastside Butch got a trap and knew what to do with it. But after that freestyle with M, I knew I was steward it. Niggas think a blizzard hit. The work came, I tossed it. I put ice on the street like Trump first day in office. So you herbs can't be talking. But real niggas in the room, I'm putting $2,000 Louis kicks on Mercedes carpets. Compare me to rapper dorks in the face, that's a slap, of course. Avoid being back in court, I gave y'all a master course. Rule number one, never stash dope where it's cash, of course. Number two, never eat wagyu with a plastic fork. These gatekeepers will burn their hand for they pass the torch. So yay tweakers, and I burn these bands for I have remorse. I'm from Buff, but niggas hear me and say, that's New York, that's so New York, fuck it. I hold a whole state down. That's the fork.
With a six tucks. Made niggas with me, I'ma need like six trucks.
Come on, we
they ask me if I sign with Ross, I don't be with stars.
Nah.
Only Rose I know used to be with Marv.
Nah.
Shout out Granada, my era. LeGarry Sherrod, only Hermworld nigga. Fuck around, fuck Nicki Minaj. 82 inch flat screens, 2-car garage. Do not disturb, just me, my lady in a spa. Local rap, worldwide mental. B.I.G. pen, Coogi rap pencil. Shout out the fire, stuck around when they all ran. He hollered angry man, hand to hand. All my friends dead, that's why I only ran with fam. Can't touch this, bury me with hammer pants. Shoot at your feet, make you do the hammer dance. This is not a wave, avalanche.
Scratch, scratch.
Shots of Patron. Cheers, y'all. I'm about to shoot.
Just give me one tequila and one absolute.
Pull me two shots, man. I'm about to shoot. I'm about to shoot.
Give me a fireball. I want some Grey Goose.
Pull me two shots, man. I'm about to shoot. I'm about to shoot. Straight to death when you see me like I'm at a funeral. Versace shades, keep the bright lights to a minimum. Never been a pimp, but I always keep it pimping, dude. Give me mines first. That's the number one principle. I keep them suckers mad. They bitches on my genital. Heaters on my side all the time like a winner. Come on, Rams who I am. Fuck a crowd, I don't need a crew. A B-L boy nigga standing out like a Bentley crew. I'm a real nigga, man. I turn up to the fucking roof and pick it when I'm lit. I nail a big bitch to the club. Two crunk is going down like some parachutes. Grams at the bar. Two shots,
I got the roof planes. Know what the cars, fuck what they tell you. The fit, four on the table, who ordered the cake? I want a ball, be on the road, shooting my shot, three in the paint, buzzing the game, ready to begin, to it, and they got nothing to say. All in the clouds, and this ain't no downtown. Do the money pile up, baby, matter time like a countdown. Round the clock is a pool party, round the block is a trap house. In the same with the new money, with some old hoes in the background. Huh. You don't get down like this, nah. Little Swiss eyes, I heard they move. We in the town like bricks. Stacking the pay, making the moves. We in the town to flip, flip, and making the sounds, making them choose. I got the moves, I got the moves, I got the moves, yeah. You don't get down like this, nah. Little Swiss eyes, I heard they move. We in the town like bricks. Stacking the pay, making the moves. We in the town to flip, flip, and making the sounds, making them choose. I got them, 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 I
chair. Welcome to all life, all journey. All my brothers and sisters in Italy, everywhere out there. Me and my boy, we at it. From the East Coast to the trap, Milan, Italy. Got my phone on Rome zone, Hannibal, Sicily. Yeah, the king still makes waves with the pen strokes. Freestyle at Club Milano with my kinfolks. Three steps crew in Alba, Nutella born. Leather bags, cop downtown, keeping my cheddar warm. Bags, tags, and rags fresh when I'm off the plane. Samir top tier is ear, y'all, is off the chain. I get on the ground, they loving me now. Milan, baby, the home of the style. Me and the mic, the flow of the now. All I need is venison clouds. Yeah, venison boats, all starch, Genesis quotes. In a canopy, land is free, my nemesis notes. This is an air-like project of two minds. Egypt to Rome, the culture's on an incline. Carefully crafted, cold classic, it's no luck. Samir and Nostra, two continents, cold crush.
Milano, lower. My flow, my transforming like
DJ King Flow. My kids' mind want me to fail, cause my achievements, her disagreements, the gumshoes on my trail, cause my achievements, they disagreements, the diamond tester said you fell, my hands full, nigga leaving demons, real niggas gon' prevail, cause my achievements, they disagreements, my kids' mind want me to fail, cause my achievements, her disagreements, the gumshoes on my trail, cause my achievements, they disagreements, the diamond tester said you fell, my hands full, nigga leaving demons, real niggas gon' prevail, cause my achievements, they disagreements, bitter bitches on the timeline, foreign going through the stop sign. I don't do what stop line. Check the text, check the timeline. You're still playing like Brian Brian. Fake tough niggas still dying. Black mothers in the church crying. No flight attendant, but the work flying. See my story, see a nigga shining. Designer threads, five star dining. 1911 in the silver lining. I'm with the suppliers, man. Them niggas is biased. That mean I pay like I weigh. Told a bitch I came heavy in a good way. Don't concern myself with bum bitches say, man, I upgraded you like yesterday. My kids' mind want me to fail, cause my achievements, her disagreements, the gumshoes on my trail, cause my achievements, they disagreements, the diamond tester said you fell, my hands full, nigga leaving demons, real niggas gon' prevail, cause my achievements, they disagreements, my kids mind with me to fail, cause my achievements, her disagreements, the gumshoes on my trail, cause my achievements, they disagreements, the diamond tester said you fell, my hands full, nigga leaving demons, real niggas gon' prevail, cause my achievements, they disagreements.
One in a hundred, hundred, what I'm becoming, coming. Look at the picture, nigga, I done it, run it. Staring at me sideways, my pistol worked and crime pays. If it don't work, you on the ground blaze. All my niggas got beers like LeBron James, and we never told, still here to the last days. With a quarterback, rage running, snatch plate, throw it down the field. But for us, it's still Emmett Till. Niggas steal my material, I'm a burial. Closest nigga to you, but it's no cemetery though. Shit, if you can hear me go, prayed a couple miracles. Laid up with the Nero toast, niggas wanted zero smoke. He died before the small talk, before he started war. All the war, had me shoot your boss on the hallway floor. Let him flex early, but shit, I let it run its course. 20 bricks in the back seat of the four-door Porsche. Go to court, cap pistol in my polo sport. Only my support came from money, so there's no divorce. There's nothing to extort, you bluffing, for I blew the torch. Middle of the street, we show guns, shot him through the porch. Pray, I carve your face and before, it's starvation to call. I starve racing the salt, the formation of God. They know I'm sick and we trap out of the vacant. We started off with Jamaicans, took powder, wet it, we famous. Now I pray, I carve your face and before, it's starvation to call. I starve racing the salt, the formation of God. They know I'm sick and we trap out.
out of the faking. We started off with Jamaicans, Jamaicans.
Feeling like I'm marked for death. Got my heart with armor vest. Niggas wanna block my shine. The hate for me is obvious. Y'all niggas don't see the reps. The work I did to be the best. If a trick won't pay my bitch, I pop a John, no cheese and pep. You climb a con, you think I'm pressed like Mardi Gras. I leave a mess. Won't be no hardy hearts when it's time the guns start to speak in French. Told him fix his face for I fix it for you. You seem intense. Said you want someone loyal, go get it, dog, and leave your bitch. Trying to get this poil, need foreign motors, I need a bitch. Sorry, I don't know you, I'm antisocial, don't need no friends. Smoking on that floor pack, emails from females that got enormous racks. After I hit, I pass, I'ma forward that. Cause I don't gatekeep, smoking strong like Zane Geef. On the song, I flame beast. Balls in my palabra, met vodka when I was 18. Stay down, stay mean. Been state to state, now the heavyweight, stay no KP.
And it feel like.
Swear to God, man.
It don't feel right. It don't feel right.
You, they hide in their eyes because they know you a threat.
DJ
they know
King
you
Flo.
A threat. Come on, come on. That's why they don't invite you to shit because they know you a threat. They know you a threat. That's why they deep brown hide in their eyes because they know you a threat. They know you a threat. Come on, come on. Pretending they ain't liking your hits because they know you a threat. Threat. They know you a threat. Threat. But I won't dim my light for nobody. Switch techniques like karate and proceed to body anybody in my vicinity. You on my field now, and I'm running plays like Eric B. Enemy. Triathlete, I rap and sing, plus draw up my own schemes. Rock a jersey, cause I'm like a whole damn team, and that's what piss them off. I'm like my own boss, and I ain't nut hugging niggas to try to put me on.
No.
Jock strap, wait, you can pause that. Defensive back, the sauce, sip them in jet black. Picking you off is easy, cause I saw it coming. Now you stuck trying to rebound like Andre Drummond.
Give me that.
They saw me coming,
yeah,
but pretend they didn't. Nah, I said it was written. Rap race like Brad got you pitting. When it comes to you, they hide in their eyes because they know you a threat. They know you a threat. That's why they don't invite you to shit because they know you a threat. Threat. They know you a threat. Threat.
Say, roar to the floor, roar like Reservoir Dogs. They heard my first album and they all wanted more. Shit classic, since a young buck I've been at it. The streets trained me to hear the lies through the static. My fabric is king, all praises to Allah. It's more than just hanging up some pictures on the wall. I'm Colonel, I'm Austin, I'm flossing forever. I still shine 30 below in bad weather. My value is infinite, more than my medallion. You can't match it, sit back and keep on lounging. Blast through your sector, kill Lord of Heck. Even the chick walking the dog with the reflector jacket. Got bad habits, but fuck don't give up. Smoke another blunt, fill my lungs and my liver. So cheers, here's another fucker, cracker brew. I'ma see you niggas late night, word on Avenue.
Is you ill like that? No, I'm real like that. Is you ill like that? I'm real like that. Is you ill like that? I'm real like that. Is you ill like that?
Real like that.
My pen game on a whole different level. Shock these lames, mainframe smack with the treble. Black metal spikes on my wrist, heavy metal rebel. First you take a loss, make a deal with the devil.
DJ
write this poem and cleanse the room with sage. Recite it out loud, lift the runes off the page. I'm a tumor in your mind, I'm in the fourth stage. Metastasize the rhyme just to amputate your leg. Flying elbow in the pit when I jump off the stage. Holistically sadistic, it's fun to watch you beg, bitch. It's fun to watch you beg. Crush your fucking skull like a hard-boiled egg. This rhyme malignant from a mind that's straight indignant. Undertaker dressed in all black pigment. Now you've pictured figments. Vivid horror scenes depicting torn ligaments. Livid screams near a grave. Now you're digging, digging.
Think you know the name, don't rack your brain. This is it, make no, no mistakes. He's at it again. With the rest is empty with no brain. Think you know the name, don't rack your brain. This is it, make no, no mistakes. He's at it again. The rest is empty with no brain.
It's a total transformation. Practice soul manipulation with lament configuration. Raise hell when the beat drops. M18s in the trench, make your knees pop. You couldn't push a crop, just a flop. Working weight, stop. Critical hit, busting knuckles to lips. So I'm laying down the clips, fucking ramping up the fist, just to torture you in shifts while I'm smoking on a spliff. The emo lyricist dipping out into the mist. The nutty professor hitting mics, fucking funky. Injecting the depressor, turn your heart to Campbell's chunky. Wicked warlock of the west, pacify the curse. We got a stick of wood and stake in your chest, bitch.
Think you know the name, don't rack your brain. This is a make no mistakes. Saturday game, rest.
If you muscled up, get your fucking sick pack, tummy tuck, doubled up. Cocaine, dope game all day. Run them up, get your wig split, trying to call 12. Easy to tell who's real, who's fake. I don't break bread with birds or make moves with snakes. We don't fuck with none of y'all, cause they just get greedier. I'm too anti-social for social media.
That's the ones that's close to you, that be deceiving you. Phantoms with their hands in the air, they don't believe in you. On go, ready to cheer for what they're feeding you.
M.O.
You might wanna check the Wikipedia. Extravagant glow, high traffic like Expedia. You're local and mediocre. Homie, you a disgrace. Don't get poked in your poker face and put in your place. Face. The home team back at it. Automatic, pure magic. I told you.
With realness, realness. To make sure you wanna do this.
This that primo feel. Uh-huh. With a kid called Quest and can't see dope skills.
Uh-huh.
Never
knew
this type of chemistry could seem so real. We independent. Tell them labels they can keep those deals. This that primo feel. He from upstate New York where they scream go Bills.
Uh-huh.
And I'm from Minnesota, TC home field. Here to resurrect the villain that the streets gon' hear. Step into the plate, it's the Lando Lake spitter. Bathe the Nate dripper, feeling like Pac when he played Bishop. Know your place, nigga, but you get put there.
Yeah.
The satin starter jacket always matches my footwear.
Woo.
The fresh waters compliments the vintage Seattle Mariners cloth. We could talk, but don't be asking how much did my sneakers cost. Need a boss?
Huh?
I can arrange that.
Yeah.
Make you as my intern, have you bring some coffee and cake back.
Yeah.
So if you don't be cool, I have to show you a red bat stash in the back like Joe Lou. These cats, old news. Last week paper, this competitive genre turned me to an athlete player. My man Peter Parker told me to get at these haters.
Go ahead.
And bury all these rappers. Matter of fact, cremate them. I'm a black dream chaser like the rapper from Illadel. Fighting for the next champion spot until I win the belt.
Stop, go, cop, bro, setting up shop, yo. Teach, reach, speak this here, her gospel. Get him off the ledge, everybody is gospel. Follow, we make the impossible possible. Stop, go, cop, bro, setting up shop, yo. Teach, reach, speak this here, her gospel. Get him off the ledge, everybody is gospel. Follow, we make the impossible possible.
I put the G in God, nigga. Sipping on hard liquor. 80 proof at the bar, tipping the bartender, my bar slicker. Nah, I don't claim to be hard, but if conflicts involved, then you best to have a lie with you.
Uh-huh.
I go stupid in the stew when I slay the booth, smooth like S560 Benz, Mercedes coupe, fly shit. Yo, it's me and Ziglar, top echelon, spitting these bars. Yo, this your car, nigga. Kareem, like Abdul Jabbar, do your squad, damage off with the repertoire, that's for Dolo.
Uh-huh.
Hard to sabotage, Chicago, see the future from afar. I'm laughing at you, reptile, bozos, and clown ass, snake in the grass, niggas, trying to take the guard down. Still, I elevate, I got the God sound, trust no one, don't let your guard down, the Shogun. Double S, Lord, swinger, Lord, speaker.
Can I be meaningful? This world doesn't mean a thing. Lost substance in a culture full of demons, no redeeming sin. Petty grievances aside, tethered left wing. Right wing stands addressing, writing, protesting. Three lines of Jester, Gimperman, Molester. Monarchy, Adams, family, don't let the uncle fester. Keep it British like you, Bond, Ejector. Chair of the nation that privatized lies and pride. 007 sins, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, sloth. Sleep while the monster reaping. Propaganda, the sleight of hands by the puppet man. Never see the penny drop. Nuclear is the safe face, blame race. 1% made doctrine, deprivation, toxins, defecation, nihilism. Neoliberal, the cyclops, cyber vision. Even stop me trying to ride a rhythm. Defunding arts, double standards, Marxism, push pishing charts. Knock out your posh class, get your Michelin stars. Tasteful venom, petrol shit in the bars. Flavor run, go. Tell the friend, give the neighbor some. Keep it black, no whitewash to get the drummer some. Turn them blue till it's wicked and the slumber come. And I don't give a fuck, fuck who's number one. Propaganda like rap, who's number one? Weaponized perspective, neglected the humble sons. Equality in nature, love of the creator. This God is not the way to waste.
Look, man,
skirt, skirt, skirt.
I had to spray my ballad gray
DJ
ass.
King Flow.
I ran my ballad gray ass.
You over there? Hey.
Whoever said real niggas was out of style, got everybody taking the same route. Remember who was holding it down when that fake shit play out? Yeah. Remember who was holding it down when that fake shit play out? Yeah. I made a way when it seemed like it went no other way out. On the pull-up light takeout, you niggas should've stayed down. It's up there and all my ops is out the way now. Hey, fool, I started off local, now I'm eating off vocals. Set my sights on global, kept it righteous and noble. But still a real-ass nigga, if you was me, I wouldn't approach you. Don't let IG make you think I'm anything close to social.
No, but Annie, anti-social, help me cope, though never planned it. But I'm in a panties dancing like I'm social. Been focused on these wins, these hoes ain't my focal. Just let you know it's easy when you chasing after Dodo. My circle isn't oval, how tight knit click, full of workers make my goals grow. You niggas look like hobos, looking for a come up, blow with wood, not a oboe. The nerve of these niggas still gramming, trying to showboat. I don't get it, cause I get it for real. How you following is massive, still you're lacking appeal. What I snack is your meal. Ain't no goat status, y'all tragic. You a calf that we have to turn in a veil.
Whoever said real niggas was out of style, got everybody taking the same route. Remember who was holding it down when that fake shit play out? Yeah. Remember who was holding it down when that fake shit play out? Yeah. I made a way when it seemed like it went no other way out. On the pull-up light takeout, you niggas should have stayed down. It's up there, now my nonsense out the way now.
DJ King Flow. Yeah. Mixtape Addict.
Let's get into it, man. You know, it's the Mixtape Addict Radio Show. We're here with Nutso. You know, the infamous Nutso, one of the hardest working artists that I know. You know, straight out of New York, we connecting the dots from France to the U.S. You know how we do it. How you doing, Nutso?
Yo, chillin', man, over here, man, in the galaxy of motherfucking Queens, baby. You already know.
Yeah. Queens get the money, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, man. So, you know, it's Mixtape Addict. I have a tradition in the show. I have to ask you, who is your all-time favorite DJ, my bro?
Oh, my Lord, baby. That's a real hard one, man.
Yeah, you can give me a top three if you prefer.
Yeah, top three DJ producers or just DJs?
When you hear the word DJ, you know, who first comes to your mind?
Molly Mall, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we take it back to then. As far as New York DJs that I fuck with and veterans, yo, shout out to DJ Sinister, man, the X-Men, the Executionist from Queens, bro.
Yep.
You know I worked with him, so he gets busy worldwide, bro.
So
Sinister's definitely one of them, man, on the list. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And who's the last one?
The last one? Shit, bro. Oof. You know what? I'm gonna put Flex on there, bro. Straight up.
Okay.
You know, but I could put Flex and Clue in them. You know, I wasn't like a Hot 97 power advocate, but you know what I'm saying. Coming from the underground, I gotta pay homage because those guys did blast off a lot of, you know, MCs and other DJs' careers as well. So I'll definitely throw them on the list right there, bro. For real.
For sure. Shout out to them, man. And Funkfest did his thing and still doing his thing. And sometimes, you know, he plays some underground shit too. So, you know, that's good for the culture. So shout out to the OG Funkfest.
Yeah. He fucks with the OGs, you know, coming from the Bronx. He was there in the beginning. And he's fucking with all the young generation now. So I respect that about Flex. A lot of people might not like my answer, but, you know, it is what it is, bro. I got Sinister in there. I got Flex. And I got Clue, man. I mean, DJ Envy too, bro. Like, I did a mixtape with Envy and Who Kid, but, you know, to like the underground world, King Flow, they're not like the scratch, you know, show DJs. It's like, you know, those are the party DJs, you know, but hey, man, it's still music and it's still a full format of DJing. So, you know, I pay homage to those dudes right there.
Yeah, for sure, man. And talking about DJ Envy, DJ Clue, those guys, you know what I'm going to ask, bro. Do you miss the mixtape format?
King Flow, that's why I fuck with you, my bro. The Mixtape King, baby. You already know. DJ King Flow. Yeah, I missed it. I was talking to one of my partners the other day, CeeDee Cuban. I know you know I work with him. Yep. You know, shout outs to Kuba, CeeDee Cuban. And we was talking about that. Like, yo, whatever happened to the physical copy, bro? Like, people don't appreciate it anymore, man. Like, actually opening the fucking CD or the vinyl and reading the credits and the photographer who took the picture of the album, the graphic designer, you know, the credits to who sang on the song or whatever. You know, nobody fucking cares anymore. It's sad, bro. They just look at a picture on Spotify and they just stream the song and that's it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was just thinking about that today. You know, I miss that. Even like sometimes you had the musicians on there, you know, who played the bass, who played the guitar on the song. Man, it's so dope. But I think it's, you know, I think it's coming back. You know, I think your artists are getting tired of the way the streaming platforms are kind of like stealing from them. You know what I mean? Like not paying enough. So I think the direct to consumer type thing is coming back. Like me personally, I like to have you know, like CDs, vinyls, cassettes. Even if I don't have a cassette player, I like to have the item in my crib, you know, as a collector item. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's why I fuck with you, King Flo, because there's a lot of dudes that promote and they DJ, they throw parties, they do projects or whatever. But sometimes it looks to me like, you know, it's like they're just... I'm jumping off the bandwagon. You can tell when it's pure and authentic coming from people like you. You know, you really appreciate the sound and the music. And you're not just trying to make money off of it. You know, this is a business regardless. But
yeah, man.
You have a passion and a drive for it. And that's why I fuck with you, bro. You know?
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. And what you think about that? Are you planning on dropping like some exclusive stuff, like limited edition with your autograph on it, some stuff like that?
Yes, yes, yes. So for this year... Me and my partner, CeeDee Cuban, we're dropping the volume 2 of the MC Instrumentals. Mm-hmm. So we got volume out right now, you know, streaming all over. And people could check that out on iTunes, you know, Apple, everything. And we're working on volume 2, and I'm working on my solo album and like a posse cut project. Because, you know, I do a lot of features. I had a series. Well, I'm going to continue it, but we did... 5 Mr. Collabos. You know, they're on Bandcamp right now. Yeah, you know, for all the G's and GZs, all the Nutso supporters, y'all can go check that out on Bandcamp. I got a series of feature collaborations that I've done with everybody, bro. Your favorite rappers, bro. Y'all already know.
dope, man.
From freaking Prodigy to fucking E-40, Game, Corrupt. I mean, yo, from the Western Union Project. I'm probably going to do a volume 2 as well because I connected with a lot of West Coast artists, man. So I'm going to have a lot of, you know, exclusive vinyl as well, too, King Flo. So that'll be coming out late this year. We're going to end the year and begin 2026 with some new projects. But this year, we're dropping a couple. You see, I just set it off this year with the new single, Mind Your Business. You know, I appreciate you putting that on blast, bro. It's doing great.
You already know, man. You already know. I got to spread the word when it comes to good boom bap music. You know what I'm saying? With music, with content. You know, I'm here for that, bro.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's good to see you working, man. Like you said, you did a lot of features and you've been doing your thing for a while. You know, the name Nutso, you know, it's not new to me. Like, it's been several years, man. And what was like your most memorable collaboration, if you had to, you know, tell us a few?
Wow. It would be, shit, so fucking many, bro. But the most memorable would be like KL and Black Poet from Queensbridge. Mm-hmm. We started working and we actually did this, What's Poppin'. That's the vinyl right there. You can catch it. That's the vinyl of What's Poppin' right here. Nuts and Screws. Black Poet featuring Chiron. And that was one of one of my first vinyls, you know, in early 2000.
Dope. Man, you've been doing
so
your
that
thing,
was one
man.
Of my memorable moments, you know?
Yeah. Black Poet, that's the OG right there. The Queensbridge legend, man.
Yes. We got a couple of songs out there, so I know you're familiar.
yeah, for sure, man. And if you had
to... And it was genuine. It was nothing King Flo, like, this was street shit. Like, we already knew each other in the street. They from Queensbridge. I'm from Flushing and Corona. So we was bound to meet. And shout out to Twin Gambino from the Infamous Mob. He used to come to my projects to hang out. And that's how we started collaborating too. So, you know, from Mob Deep, the Infamous Mob, to Black Poet and them, to, you know, Mike Geronimo, Large Professor. You know, that's another... Yo, King Flow is very hard. We'll be here for like 7 hours, bro.
Give me like a
top too many memorable moments, but with those OGs were great. And Dana Dane, you know, See the Cuban just put up a post when I collaborated with Dana Dane. You remember? Mm-hmm. Dana Dane with Fame. He was running around with Slick Rick back in the 80s. And me and him performed back in the early 2000s, we opened up for Craig Mack. Rest in peace, Craig Mack. So it was me, the legendary Dana Dane, Red Alert and them was there. You know, I did a mixtape with Red Alert during that time. You know, it's called Fuck That, I Don't Need a Record Deal. So that, I'm sorry, King Flo, but that's another DJ I got to add on the list.
Yeah,
I told
you
too
yeah.
many, man. Red Alert, bro. Uncle Red, bro.
Yeah. Yo, I got to check this one out. I never heard the DJ Red Alert tape that you did, man. I got to hear this one. If you have a link or something.
Yeah, fuck that. We don't. I don't need a record deal. Unfortunately, this is the thing. We got a couple of songs that are floating around in YouTube. But remember, when we did these projects, there was no social media.
Yep.
There was no social media. So, like, the only of my stuff before I changed my name to Nutso, and it was Nutrageous before, and all of that was on vinyl as well. That's when I was working with Black Poet, all of them. I was Nutrageous. I wasn't even Nutso yet. And all of those joints that we did are the only ones that are streaming on this project we came out called Raw Nuts. So that was my manager, my partner, CD Cuban. He just put that CD like when music just started streaming. Like, you know, like the first couple of months of streaming, he put it on CDBaby.com. And I know you're familiar with CD Baby. So,
yep.
Yeah, he put it on there. So that's how you could catch early Nutso collaborations and music when I first started my career. The songs that I did there that I my partner produced and I rapped over in 1999. I'm talking about Fat Beats was selling my vinyl. DJ Clips and Stretch and Bobbito were playing my music before social media. And I had all that vinyl for sale. And then when this, you know, when streaming came out, we never put nothing on streaming until, you know, these recent years. So we're adding everything, the whole catalog, we're putting it on the streaming services just because we got to get with the times. But we're going to come out with that again, bro, you know?
Yeah. It'll be dope, you know, for people that want to hear some old school Nutso. And, you know, it's good for you, too, to have your whole discography on there, man, so people can...
Yeah. Because you're a mixtape king as well, you know what I'm saying? Coming from Europe and hitting the States, you know, you getting your name brought it out here, so... And expanding, you know, so... You know, I'm here to help you out with that as well, King Flo, man, because you're dope, bro. I go to your page, appreciate I see you, what you're listening to, people you interviewed. It's like, I know you're hip-hop, bro.
You ain't
just jumping on a bandwagon, and you ain't industry plant, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand 100%, man. I've been doing this shit my whole life, man, you know.
I know,
literally,
bro.
My whole life, you know. I started when I was 9. I'm 31 now, you know. I'm still at it, bro, every day.
Still at it. That's a blessing. I'm 46, baby, you know. The OGs, baby. Let's get
You know, that's why, you know, it's important to, like, give people directions. Because me, you know, I followed, like, my cousins, my big brother, you know, some of my friends that were older than me. They put me on music. So that's why now I'm able to talk to young people, understand them, and also talk to the OGs, understand them, being in the middle of all that, you know.
Yeah, of course, man. We got to be open because remember when we came out, like, we wasn't just blasting Rakim and Big Daddy Kane like that, you know, because we, like you said, it was people set, you know, the founding fathers set that shit for us. So we had our cousins, you know, certain television shows, you know, certain radio stations that were playing the music, and that's what gravitated to us, you know. And it wasn't just rapping, it was, like you said, the DJing, the breakdancing, you know, the big parties and festivals. That's what brought all of us together. That's why hip hop is universal language.
Yep, it is, man. It is, man. We see how it changed the world, man. Like, literally it changed the world. You know, it changed cultures. It changed the way people listen to music. People finally understand how samples and all that work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about your beginnings, man. Like, do you remember when you fell in love with hip-hop?
Yes, actually, it was probably most likely at the age of 7, 8, 9. You know, I was experiencing with it. My cousin had the Pumas all laid out in front of the turntables. My cousin Event, you know, my other cousin Ray and Robski and them, they just was always playing vinyls from the Fat Boys, Rakim. My mom's actually bought me my first Big Daddy Kane album, Long Live the Kane, with the grapes.
Dope.
With the girls feeding them the grapes and all that. I say that in all the interviews because that shit was memorable. It was that, the Bonita Apple Bum. You know, remember the Bonita Apple Bum?
Single, Tri-Core
Quest. It was like stuff like that. And, you know, just being part of that and, you know, watching Yo MTV Raps and, you know, Video Music Box, Ralph McDaniels. I was just in tune, man. And remember, I grew up on 102nd Street, 111th Street in Corona, Queens. Later down the years, in 1989, 1990, I moved to Flushing. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't even know Royal Flush, Mike Geronimo, Large Bro, or any of them yet, because I lived on the other side of Flushing where my projects and them, they really didn't get along. We had beef and shit. You know, the music got us together. But in my early years, bro, it was just... For real, King Flo, I will actually, you know, living in New York City, which is the mecca of this shit. You just go outside. You smell the weed, the joints on the corner. You see the big boom boxes. You know, people break dancing, girls smiling, laughing. I wanted to be part of that shit, bro. I was like, see niggas graffing, throwing graffiti, cops, people running from police. That shit was all fun. I was like, what the? I want to be part of this shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, besides the killing and all of that shit and the drugs, which is just, you know, that's a worldwide disease, bro. So we can't escape that, man. That's in every environment.
Yep. Real talk, man. You know, the bad things are worldwide, man. No matter the country, the skin color. You know what I'm saying?
And you know me. And you know me, King Flo. I done traveled the world, bro. I've been to Europe a couple of times. You know, so, and Japan and all of that, and I seen it.
You know,
I done been in Europe that I be laughing at niggas in the States. I'm like, yo, bro, I was in Spain, I was in London, I went to Sweden. Yo, I was with some gangster niggas out here. Like, these niggas, they been through it, you know? Like, they got the same stories, but just on a different side of the world, bro.
We all humans, you know, we all live the same thing, but different languages, different place, but it's the same thing, man.
Different rules and regulations, but we all bleed the same and we came out the same womb, baby.
Yep, exactly, bro. Anyway, you tell me you went to Europe, man. Like, what was like your favorite place to visit and to perform at too?
Oh my lord. Actually, you know me, I'm my parents are immigrants. They came to the States, you know, the Dominican from the Caribbean. So it was like, you know, growing up, those are my two languages, Spanish and English. So, you know, it had nothing to do with not being comfortable, whatever. It's just I felt more comfortable in Spain because I could relate. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to Sweden, they spoke English over there too. It was a little bit different. London, I was there for a couple of hours. Japan, you know, that's like being in Flushing, Queens, in my hometown on Main Street. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know how to speak Chinese, Korean, or Japanese, but I can relate. I grew up with a lot of Asians, so, you know. It was dope. But as far as Europe, Spain was, I'm not going to say, yo, honestly, King Flo, every place that I visited worldwide, bro, I had fun and mad love, bro. And we became brothers in unity, man. Just like you, you know, when I go out there, you know what I'm saying, to Paris and all of to France, we definitely going to connect out there, bro.
So for sure, man, you know, that's the reason why I do that too. Because, you know, there are a lot of times when we're doing interviews with artists, you know, like we're doing now. You never know, man. Like, maybe a couple months after that or a couple years, we link up. We make something happen. Maybe an album, videos. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah. I told you, King Flo, we're going to get it, bro. Even C the Cuban was like, yo, I know we've been mad busy. We're going to fuck with King Flo, man. His beats is dope and everything. I just got to take my time with shit, bro. I got a lot on my plate. So after I'm done with these fucking projects, we'll do something, man. For real. You know, we'll pop off or something.
Yeah, man. I know you're a busy guy, man. Always working.
Yeah, man. Always, man. I'm medical field, real estate, music. Like, this is my life now, bro. But I ain't stopping. This is a passion, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yep, like, yep, this music shit. You know that. I've never been signed to no major label. Always been in the ground, under independent. And traveled the world while niggas was going platinum. And just locally, man, I was already traveling the world. I'm like, man, fuck this shit. Just in New York City or somebody in Florida know your shit. I want motherfucking King Flo's cousin to play my shit. I want, look, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And it happened. I ended up doing a project, you know, with DJ Loka. That's what I told you. I can't really pinpoint who's, you know, what person I had the best relationship. You know, Spain, because I can actually, you know, I knew the language. So... just, I was in Spain for a month. I traveled, I did about like 4 or 5 shows. I was out there for a month. And then I went there 3 times. I went to the Canary Islands as well, too. I opened up for Redman and Craig G. Me, Craig G, and I was on tour with Redman. I went on tour with the Beatnuts. So, you know, none of this footage is out. Only a little bit of it on whoever had cameras. You know, social media wasn't even out. King Flo, so it just sucks that nobody... can get like a full fucking cap of Nutso's career, but little by little we're throwing shit out on YouTube and everything, so we can remind motherfuckers where I come from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'd be dope. You know, to find somebody maybe in your entourage, in your family, maybe they have like some old video clips. Compare that, you know what I'm saying? Make it like a small documentary. That'd be super dope, man.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, man. We're trying to collect enough footage so. Eventually, we'll do a documentary on Hulu or Netflix, man.
Yeah, man, I keep my fingers crossed.
We'll get that shit out, either for them or independently. You know us, King Flo. We don't give a fuck,
yeah,
bro.
If you feel like you got to do it, you feel it in your heart, man, just do it, you know? You know it, bro.
But definitely have fun. I appreciate the love out there. I'm going to tell you a little quick story. So, you know, I went to Spain. I performed out there. Did my thing with the beat. Nuts, you know, I went to Sweden as well. Sweden was actually the first country I ever visited overseas, you know. I went there with a DJ JCNY. He was a local artist from Corona. He's actually one of the first dudes in Queens to have 50 Cent spit a freestyle before 50 was 50. 50 like went, took a cab all the way to fucking Corona, Queens to my man's backyard and spit a freestyle. Like, this is before Power of the Dollar, everything. So, you know, we've been moving around, King Flo. It's crazy, bro. So I had a lot of fun out there. And when I was with Redman in the Canary Islands, I had these breakdancing girls. They were there. They were just fans. They were Nutrageous fans, you know, when I was Nutrageous. And they were like, yo, can we go on stage? We want to breakdance when you do, like, one of those party joints. And I was like, I wasn't really a fan of that, King Flo. Like, I'm, you know, like, we could do a little segment. But I'm like, man, to have people breakdancing, like, all day up there. I said, it might be a little corny. Not the breakdancing, but, you know, I was like, damn, just to have everybody breakdancing to every joint. I was like, nah. But then I was like, fuck it. They're fans. They're here for me. It's like 10 dances. Fuck it. Stay, like, on 3 songs. So after I did that, Redman actually loved their performance. And he's like, yo, how much you paid them to get on? Because I might need them on my set. I was like, yo, Redman, they'll do it for free. You Redman, bro. Don't worry about it. So that shit was dope, bro. But I had fun. I had fun traveling overseas.
That's a super dope story. I can imagine Redman's face when he saw
that. Yeah, yo, Redman got naked almost. He was in his boxes. The fans went crazy. They were like, give me your sneaker. Give me your autograph hoodie. He was like, yo, bro, I'm going to leave out of here fucking naked. That shit was crazy, bro. That was my first time meeting Redman, too. I know his man, Space Cadet, because he used to bang out with my homies out in Bushwick, Brooklyn. So it was like, man, at the end of the day, we all family, King Flo. Like, somewhere down the line, somebody that you know is going to know somebody that we know. We're all connected, bro. It's a small world, no matter how big, man, we think it is, bro.
Yep, hip-hop is a small world, you know, the music and all that. It's a very small world, man. You never know, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about never stopping and, you know, all those memorable moments. And to you, what's the secret to longevity?
Secret is, you really gotta love this shit, bro. If you're just doing it to try to gain fame or because somebody's putting the battery on your back, it's never gonna work out. It gotta be in your heart. It gotta be in you. You gotta love it. You know that, King Flo. It's it. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have a lot of problems if you have a 9-to-5, if you own your own business, if you have a wife, family, bro. Hip hop is gonna interrupt all of that. So get ready for shortcomings and
yep.
And, You know, it's, you have to have a lot of discipline. Consistency, to me, is the key. So, basically, I'm going to answer your question with, you got to be putting product out, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's a freestyle, a single, productions, singing, dancing, whatever it is, you got to put your content out. And it has to be able to reach the masses for you to, you know,
mm-hmm.
also keep going, because a lot of people get discouraged. You know how it is, King Flo, you fucking do all this work and then you put out your single and then you get 100 views on YouTube and you're like, damn, what the fuck? And then some other shit that you put up that you probably did like 5 years ago, you'll post that shit and that shit got 10,000 views. And you're like, what the fuck? That's some old shit I did. So it's like topsy-turvy. It's bugged out, bro. But this is the industry. You just got to keep feeding them. You know, I feel like, I think we're moving too fast as far as technology. So we got to slow it down since it became everything digital. But as far as, you have to love it. You got to do it. It's like me. I got 9 years without drinking alcohol or doing heavy drugs. You know, I just smoke my little weed. My moms, my wife, my best friends, Cedar Cube, with my partner, even you, King Flo, coming from Europe. You can only talk to me for a couple of minutes and be like, yo, not so. You got to be easy. You got to do it like this. And it's only up to me to inherit that. You know what I'm saying? Or actually hear what the fuck you're talking about. And, you know, abide by those rules. But you got to want to do it. It's just like the addict. You got to want to fucking quit. Because nobody going to put a gun to your head and be like, oh, why are you drinking again? Put that shit down. You know what I'm saying? So you got to want to do it. So I feel like people like you, me, Cedar Cuban, and the rest of the hip-hop community that don't get checks every week off of hip-hop or don't have a big machine or a big following, you actually love this shit, bro. And that's what's going to make you great. And I feel like the G.O.D. is always going to bless you, bro, because you don't have to be fucking a Jay-Z or Eminem, you know what I'm saying? To have talent or to be in a position to win, bro. Like, there's people winning out there every day and we don't even know their name.
Yeah, real talk, man. You know, you might have some dudes that won Grammy Awards and they have maybe 2,000 followers on Instagram. I've seen that before, you know. It don't matter, you know.
Yeah. I've watched the Grammys and I'm like, who the fuck is this dude? He won 2 Grammys and he's a famous flute player from Holland or some shit. Been living in California for 10 years. And you're like, who the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. But that's the reality of it, bro. So I feel like people like us don't get discouraged when you see those numbers, bro. I was talking to Dax Empire. You know Dax Empire, the MC?
Yeah.
We've been rocking for years. And he told me, yo, nut. I see people. I got like 19,000 followers. I see you got like, man, you got a bigger following than me and your shit don't move past 10,000, 11,000. He's like, I know you be getting shadow banned. I was like, yeah, Instagram is always telling me I'm violating community lines and all that. So you can't go by numbers. You know, women lie, men lie, numbers lie too. But energy doesn't, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The most important thing, man, is feeding your fan base. Like you say, you know, keep feeding their music. And
that's King Flo, I'm going to be honest, I'm concentrating more on now. Because I'm not those regular, your regular fucking rapper. I really came from the fucking streets. I really did my thing. And I talk about it in my raps. I really don't try to, you know, get niggas indicted or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? it's a wicked world we're living in with fucking hip hop police and all that shit. I keep it limited. But, you know, I talk about my experiences and I've really been through them. You know, you'll come to fucking Queens and people will let you know. Yeah, I fucking know nuts, so that nigga's crazy. Yo, I always see him with the radio, hip hop nigga. I used to see him on the corner for years, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it's all real, bro. This is all real, man. I'm not no fucking industry planner, none of that shit, bro. Like, you know,
yeah.
No hip hop vultures either, bro. We're doing it and we come from that, bro.
Yep, and we can hear that in your music, man. You know, authenticity. That's what it smells when we hear your music.
I told you, King Flo. I mean, I mentioned a lot of interviews, but this is your platform. I remember coming outside, bro, 8, 9 years old with my cousins in Corona, walking through 37th Ave and just being right next to Coogee Rap with the white Mercedes Benz, like the ones you'll see in the video in Ill Street Blues. Like, I was actually right next to him. And he was with this dude named Chris in my hood where we used to, you know, he used to do his thing. I was mad young, but I seen what was going on. I was looking at Coogee Rap on TV, and then I'm seeing him in in real time, I'm like, this is crazy. So,
yep.
You know, growing up in Corona, Queens, and Flushing, I got to see a lot of the celebrity rappers that people used to fucking, you know, dream about fucking meeting and shit. And they used to walk right past me. Like,
yep. That's how you keep your motivation and inspiration too, man. You know, you see things like that happening in your neighborhood, so you want to be part of the movement too.
And it puts you under pressure, King Flo, because if you know you rapping and you coming under Coogee Rap, the Beat Nuts, Large Pro, you know, Mike G and these dudes, Flushing them, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to show. If I'm going to be standing this guy, got to be about something. Like, when my hood, like,
freezing, bro.
You're a couple freezing. Of times, and I was actually playing my record, so.
Yo, you're freezing.
That shit was dope that he came through to show love, you know?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yo.
Yo, it froze for a minute. I couldn't hear what you said. The picture was
there. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You can hear me now, right?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You froze for a minute. Like, you know, I couldn't hear anything. And no video.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We back on.
We were talking about, you know, the day you were at the Cool G-Rap video shoot. Man, that's inspiration, you know, for a young guy to see things happening. And like you said, it's pressure, too, in life when you know, follow that path. You know, it's not going to be easy. But if you have discipline, like you say, too, I think everything can happen, man.
Yeah, I learned me in my younger years. I used to love drinking and drugging, you know. But before doing hip hop, like if I had a studio session or if I had a show, I never drank before a show. So I disciplined myself to do that. That's why earlier in my career, a lot of people were fucking with me because I was punctual. You know what I'm saying? Like if you told me, yo, Nutso, yo, I'm like you said, you know, you coming out here. In a couple of months, you know, you'll be out here in the spring and you're like, Nut, yo, meet me in Brooklyn or in the Bronx or whatever at 2 p.m. I'm the guy that's going to show up there at 1:30, man. I always been like that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. That's a sign of respect, too, for people, you know?
Yeah, punctuality and communication, man. I feel like that's the key to success, baby.
Yep. Communication with everybody and anybody at any time, man.
Yeah, man.
And yeah, man, do you have any last words, man, for the people that listen to this interview until the end, man?
Yeah, listen, there'll be plenty more interviews, man. King Flo, I appreciate everything that you do for this culture, bro. You know, we fuck with each other, bro. So, you know what I'm saying?
This is,
we got a lot of work to do, man. And I got a couple of projects out. Like I said, I got the instrumental volume 1 out right now with C the Cube and my partner, Kuba on the beat. We've been working since 1998. Like I said, we travel the world, bro. Japan, Sweden, Spain. We've been everywhere. And, you know, and everybody in the underground realm knows who the fuck we are. So, you know, check us out on our platforms. You know, at The Real Nutso, at C the Cuban. And just stay tuned, bro. We got, like I said, I'm working on a solo album. So a couple of my critics and fans are like, Nut. You got all these feature albums and then all the other albums that you did, you know, like I did albums with DJ Low Cut, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
DJ Metal, DJ D Metal, you know what I'm saying? From Switzerland. So come on, King Flo, you know, I've been out there like DJ Low Cut and them was telling me, they were like, yo, you've been fucking with DJ Brands and me before fucking Griselda was fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Like I was fucking, that's how I know you familiar with Nutso or either the name Nutrageous, because I got vinyl with these dudes from like fucking 2000, 2001, you know, 2005, 2008. So, you know, man, Nutso got a lot of work out there, man. Just go to my Bandcamp, my YouTube, either Nutso PPM or at The Real Nutso. Those are my tags. You can find me on IG, Twitter, Yo Mama House, everywhere, baby. Let's get it.
Yeah, man. Thanks for your time, Nutso, man. We appreciate you for being in the Mixtape Addict Show, my bro.
I appreciate you too already, King Flo. Let's get it, bro.
Yeah, my man. Enjoy the rest of your day and thanks for being here, bro. Peace.
Yes, Queens get the money. Let's get
it. Yes, sir. You already know. Take care, my guy.